broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good day to you from Hawaii. That's right. It's going to be a little rainy, as it is in most parts, except where it's scalding hot in, like, Phoenix or Las Vegas, possibly Los Angeles. Carmageddon underway. I wonder how they're doing in L.A. I hope they're just staying home. We have some sun in the forecast today with a little wind about 10 to 15 out of the northeast. It's great to have you in the clubhouse, and this clubhouse built by Alakai Mechanical, the best fun in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal, you know, when you need a new roof or flashing or gutters, downspout, AC duct, a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical, they're the people to call. And we are doing their Nike Golf giveaway today to the 18th caller, and we're doing it twice this morning. Okay, two people are going to win Nike Golf balls. And the number to call, let me give it to you right now. Okay, just write this down because we've switched studios. The number is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, it's the old number. Thank you to Alakai Mechanical for celebrating their 37th anniversary with the Nike Golf Ball giveaway. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, the 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threats, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business or your special event. Get the Star Team on your property at that event. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and in California. It's the Open. Oh, my goodness, it's so exciting. I've been up since, 2 o'clock this morning watching television. It's great to see it. By the way, it's on ESPN, and it goes on forever. I think yesterday was 11 hours. And the next person who's going to finish, just wonderful, wonderful. But the poor course, Royal St. George's, gets lambasted by so many people. I'm surprised it's on the ROTA. That's what they call the different venues that host the Open in the UK. So we've got on the phone with us. He's not in the UK right now, but he's someone who visits frequently. Michael Patrick Shields, author, broadcaster, welcome to the show.
Aloha. Nice to hear from you again.
Oh, it's good to have you on. I mean, you're on 10 stations in Michigan. How did you get that gig, Michael? I was sure.
You know what? They said that son of a gun can talk, and he's got an answer for everything, and so we'll just plug him in and let him go. And so I'm lucky, but I'm always happy to have my voice heard in Hawaii, where I wish my body was right now.
Oh yeah, I'd like your body to be here too. It's Michigan Talk Radio, Michigan Talk Network. Excuse me, the Michigan Talk Network, 10 radio stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also authored books with Donald Trump, Larry King, Arthur Hills, and Ben Wright. Ben Wright will be joining us in about an hour. Looking forward to
it. Oh, you've got the Dr. Doom next hour. That'll be great.
Dr. Doom. Why did you call him Dr. Doom?
Oh, here's a little test for you and your listeners.
Uh-oh.
When Ben Wright, who won the Emmy Award with CBS, worked with Pat Summerall and Ken Venturi and Jim Nance and all the guys on the CBS broadcast, he's decidedly English, though. And so when you ask him, when he comes on the air, you do it as a little test to say, how are you doing? You know how people say that,
Yes.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
You typically get about a five-minute laundry list of every ache, pain, ailment, everything else that's going on, because they answer you literally, especially Ben. How are you doing, Ben?
That will be great. It will give me all kinds of opportunities for asking follow-up questions.
Yeah, but the thing about Ben is when you talk about the British Open, I mean, his first British Open that he attended was 1953, when it was Ben Hogan at Carnoustie. And, when you're talking to someone like that, you're talking to someone who's witnessed history with his own eyes, and it'll be a lot of fun for you for sure.
Didn't he go AWOL to go see that?
Yeah, he was serving in the British Army, not far. And so he, it's all in his book, Good Bounces and Bad Lies, which I helped him write.
And we'll be talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, he took some pillows and put them in his cot, his army cot, so it looked like he was laying there sick, and got a ride over to Carnoustie and snuck out there to see the great Ben Hogan. And further, he would tell you that his real name is John Bentley Wright. And when he started writing in newspapers, they said, you can't have a three-person name like that because it doesn't fit in the column, so pick a name. And he thought about it and thought how much he admired Ben Hogan, and so he became Ben Wright.
Ben Wright. I thought. Now it's the Ben Hogan part. All right. I'll ask him. Well, you'll stay tuned to find out whether Ben Wright was busted when he went AWOL. Okay?
A cliffhanger there. That's good.
All right. Donald Trump, Larry King. Who was the most interesting to co-author a book with?
I think Larry King is much more of a madman than you might imagine. You know, he's written his autobiographies, two or three of them. And early in his life, he was really a wild man, living in Miami. And he had seven wives now. So, you know, he's a lot of fun. Donald Trump was nice enough. You know, in fairness, I didn't spend much time with them. That's why they hire people like me to get the job done. But you get little brushes with them, and it's reasonable fun. Donald Trump was, you know, he's okay.
You didn't go play golf with him?
Oh, no. I'm the help. I'm the collaborator.
You're the help. Okay, help us understand the rota in the Open. Which one is your favorite of the courses, and what is the rota?
The rota is the rotation of courses which are used to conduct the Open Championship, which is the British Open to everyone else. They go back to St. Andrews every 5 years, so that's you know, permanent. And so we always get the old course once every 5 years, and then the others, there's a permanent fixed rotation, which it varies a little bit from time to time when they might take a course off or put one back on, but it's pretty much the same group of courses. And I think if you are judging them against each other, in my experience, well, you have to take the old course out because it's too sentimental, because it was the home of golf, and you can't. Right. It's not fair to judge it against the others, I think.
Okay.
So let's put the old course, it would put it aside, because anybody who goes to Scotland wants to visit St. Andrews. They want to go to the old course. They want to, you know, see the famous Swilkin Bridge and the Royal and Ancient Clubhouse and all that. And you just get chills. Even if you don't play, you just walk the course. It's fantastic. But for my money, the most fun British Open rota course is Turnberry by far.
Yes. I just love that course. Absolutely adore it. It's beautiful. I remember when we were talking, you were there, and it is a beautiful scene. Just the whole thing just makes you feel like you really are in the UK. There's something about looking at Royal St. George's that makes you feel like you're in a really desolate place.
Yeah. Well, it's very flat, the Royal St. George's, and, obviously, it's links golf, so there are subtleties, so it's not like you're playing, you know, some flat farm field. But still, in terms of, in my mind, in terms of the charm and the atmosphere, Turnberry is fantastic, because you've got the lighthouse and you've got the big white hotel on top of the hill, and you've got, you know, there have been some great duels played there with Nicklaus and Watson back in the 70s, and of course Watson's near miss a couple of years ago, and it's just a really, really cool place where you can have a lot of fun. You can see the sea on a lot of the holes too, and while many of these links courses are on the ocean, it's not always a guarantee that you'll see the sea. It's just next to the sea.
Is there the sea next to Royal St. George's?
Well, yeah, it has to be, or it wouldn't be a links course. That's what a lot of people don't realize, that the word link really has to do with the land that linked the city, the town, to the sea. And much of it is reclaimed land from the ocean subsiding, and so that's why it's got that sandy base, and it's not really good for anything else. You can't farm on it, and you wouldn't necessarily build on it, so it was perfect for golf courses, and that's how they ended up being links courses.
Going from the sea to the village, was that piece of property?
You were linked.
Yes, linked. In Hawaii, we have some Mauka Makai. You know, you're linked between. It's interesting, the relationship This is the way one gentleman described Royal St. George's. Steve Ellen from CBSSports.com wrote, "This link is to the open rota what Picasso is to traditional artwork. Not only are there some dead elephants buried under certain topsy-turvy fairways, so are a few water buffaloes, yaks, and giraffes." Now, I ask you, what makes it so bumpy? What's underneath the sandy soil?
Well, it's because, you know, these courses were not built or designed like we know them in the modern era. They took the land and they thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to have a green over there. We'll hit it over there. And then how about we hit it out there? And, of course, the loop goes out of town and comes back. So it's not like they said, let's flatten this out a little bit. Let's put some terrain, you know, let's put a hill in over there. They don't move any dirt to make these courses. So you got what you got when it comes to the land. And you famously, wasn't it Sam Snead who went to England to play the British Open, and they drove him to the golf course, and he stood on the first tee at the old course at St. Andrews and said, "Where is it?" You know, because when you look at it, it doesn't look like anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where is it?
That's wonderful. Right now, Dustin Johnson and Darren Clark are tied for the lead. They're both 5 under par. Dustin Johnson is he's having a fabulous day. Darren Clark missed a couple of really short putts this morning. It would be different, but let's take a listen. This is your leader from Saturday, okay? And it looks like he's back up again. Okay, he's one stroke ahead of Dustin Johnson. He's now 5 under, and Dustin Johnson is 4 under, and Thomas Bjorn is 3 under. But let's go to Darren Clark, first of all. The leader this Saturday at the Open, who seems to be following his recommendation for the weekend play after starting Saturday tied for one. He's been playing excellent, and here he is.
The only roar whenever it's in response to good shots. So I better keep on hitting good shots, otherwise there won't be too many roars. So, you know, as I just said there earlier, it's an awful long way to go to Sunday. But no, I'm in a position which I'm very pleased to be in, and I want to keep getting better and better and better, and hopefully come Sunday, get myself right in the mix.
Isn't it something? He has this look in his eyes that's just, I mean, he's... Have you watched this morning?
Oh, yeah. He's a marvelous guy, Darren Clark. And when you think about it, too, now look at this. Graham McDowell, Rory McIlroy, and Darren Clark come from the same golf course, Royal Portrush. They do. That would be like having major champions, the three of them coming from, I don't know, Kona Country Club or something like that. I mean, it's a tiny little village on the sea in Northern Ireland, and those three guys are all from that club, and you can go play there. It's private, but they let you play. It's open to the public, and you got to say, what's in the water here that these guys are suddenly dominating? And, you know, we used to talk about how all the Australians were dominating the tour. Now it looks like Northern Ireland, huh?
Yeah, and then the South Africans were coming on strong, too, so it's interesting to see. One thing about the private club that Rory McIlroy was talking about, poor guy, he had to take a provisional. He didn't even go look for the ball. It was so off in the wilderness, 60 yards, you know. But he said that in the place where he lives, he can just go to the store, and he's just Rory. He's, you know, they haven't gotten all crazed about him. He wouldn't be stopped, you know. But then somebody added, but of course they are making cookies with his name on them. But still yet he has that feeling that he's still at home. We need to take a break. We're going to come back. We're talking with Michael Patrick Shields. He is the author, co-author of Good Bounces and Bad Lies, Speak Right, Works of Art, Golf Course Designs by Arthur Hills, Golf Short Game for Dummies, and Secrets of the Great Golf Course Architects, a treasury of the world's greatest golf courses by history's master designers. That is a beautiful book if you want to get something for someone who likes that coffee table. It's gorgeous. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And let's take a listen to one more leader. He was actually the first round leader. He came close once before, so close to winning. Thomas Bjorn, our first round leader, he's hanging in there. Ricky Fowler had an amazing 68 today, when I believe the average today, scoring average, is something like 75 plus. You know, I love how guys do 75.357. Like, that really makes a big difference. But I guess in the world of statisticians, it does. This is what Thomas Bjorn had to say about what he needs to do to keep his position with Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson moving up.
I got off to a bad start. That was the first thing. You know, I didn't really chuck the drive on two and hit it in a bunker, and then I actually thought I hit a good drive on four and hit it in a bunker, and after three putting three, you know, all of a sudden I made three bogeys in a row, and it became, you know, a battle from there. I played really well from 5 through 13, and then the last five holes was tough as well, but I managed to stay with it today, and, you know, the short game helped me a little bit at the end there, but you need that sometimes. You know, it wasn't the prettiest of days golf-wise, but, you know, I'll take where I stand in the championship right now.
Do you think golf on a links course is ever really pretty?
Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
I agree with you. I agree that I think that links courses are gorgeous. I even think the desolate look of Royal St. George's is awesome. I would like to walk that course just to go for a walk on that course. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what, it's more athletic. It feels more like a sport when you've got the elements thrown in and you're walking, as opposed to riding around in a cart between all the bougainvillea and, you know, hitting shots into the green.
Yes, target golf like we play in the United States, where you hit and it lands and you hit and it lands, that's not links golf. And I don't think it's pretty. It just is what it is. You know, you take what you get. Bob Bufka's checking in from the Open at Royal St. George's. Bob, welcome to the show. Into the clubhouse you come.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Bob. Michael Patrick Shields is with us, and we're...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I gotta play second fiddle. I gotta play second fiddle here.
No. We started off knowing exactly when Bob comes from the Open, it's Bob's show. Bob Bufka, we have been doing this show together for 13 years. I've been on for 14. We met, and you've been coming to me from the Open for the last 13 years. So you're the man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's 15-hour days. I've been starting my broadcast over here at 6 a.m. local time and ending at 9 p.m. In the evening. So it's been rather challenging, but not nearly the challenge I tried to accomplish on Sunday. We got over here early. I had to go into the Talk Sport studios in London and do some show on Saturday. So Sunday was kind of a free day, and we drove down to the White Cliffs of Dover. What a beautiful sight right on the English Channel. And of course, France is, you can see it. And this is where all the swimmers, when they want to go from England to France, this is where they push off from. So I said to Janice, I got to do it. I changed into my bathing suit. I jumped into the English Channel. I swam as hard as I could for as long as I could. And then I stood up, and I was up to my waist, only about 20 feet from the shore. And I said, Janice, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Jeez, there's probably a tsunami in Normandy.
Yeah, Michael, that's very unkind, but very truthful.
No, in all fairness, Bob has lost considerable, and you're looking very good, Bob. I want you to know.
Well, that's what the Undertaker said. Get in shape. We don't have them in extra large boxes. You know what I love here, though? On Tuesday, the weather, Monday was a glorious day. Tuesday, the weather turned. It was cloudy and windy and rainy. And talked to my local security guard that I've seen for years. And so I said, what's the story on the weather? He said, well, Bob, it's going to get worse on Wednesday. I said, okay, good. He said, then the bad weather will come in on Thursday. So what they think, they have more seasons here in 24 hours than we do in about 6 months. I mean, the round Tom Watson, first off, the hole in one Tom Watson,
oh, yeah,
made was simply electrifying.
Yes.
He's won 5 Open Championships. He's never made a hole in one. He finally does it when he's 61 years old. Today he goes out with, without exaggeration, 30 mile an hour wind, the rain coming down sideways, and he still shoots a 2 over par round. I think it's the round of the day by far, and he missed about 2 or 3 short putts during that round, which could have made it even better. Just remarkable at 61. He embraces the bad weather, and a lot of other players, you know, they hate it. He loves it.
You know, Phil Mickelson was great. First of all, it's his fault that the weather's bad. He wanted it. He was, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's. He comes out, he's all bundled up like a gigantic bear, and he's wearing gloves on both hands to putt. He even putted with both gloves.
Yeah, I know. You know, Phil always has to do something that nobody else has ever done. That's why Torrey Pines, when he played the U.S. Open, he didn't have a driver in his bag. That's why when he went to the Masters, one time he had 2 drivers in his bag. One hit it right, one that hit it left. Now he comes to the Open Championship, and instead of doing his normal routine, wearing 1 glove, he wears 2 gloves. So Phil is Phil, and he's going to give you a thrill, and there's nothing like it, I guarantee you. And Danielle, please, and you too, Michael. Come on, both of you love golf so much. Put it down on your calendar. Right. You have to come to the Open Championship. I don't know if you've ever been, Michael, but if you haven't, you got to come once.
Michael?
Where are we going next year? I forget already what the next Open venue is. Do you know?
Yeah, we're going to Lithum.
Lithum.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
that
sounds like fun.
Shall we do it? I say we do it.
But Danielle, it's so hard to get you out of Hawaii, though.
No, it's not. I just need a bigger budget.
Okay. Well, who doesn't?
I think it'll be easy, actually, from Hawaii. The flight's about 23 hours, so you'll stay one night in a hotel because you'll be in the airplane.
Thank you so much for putting it that way. Now, let me ask you a very serious question. Of all the radio stations that you've been on, okay, and all the interviews that you've done, what is the most often asked question?
What is my favorite tournament? That's the question that's asked over and over and over again. And I'm very honest when I give the answer. I've given the same answer for a long time. It is the Open Championship. There's nothing else like it. And a couple of the things that I like about it is, number one, there's no such thing as the event is sold out. If you show up at the front gate, you can buy a ticket and come in. Number two, I love the fact that you look around and you see a mother and a father and a little daughter and a little son. It's a family thing, watching the Open Championship. It's about as far from corporate as you could ever get, and they just do it the right way. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I mean, and all of your listeners, and they all play golf, I am so serious when I say if you love golf, give yourself a treat. Put it on your bucket list. Do whatever you have to do. Win the lottery. but come see one British Open, okay. You know, as they call it in the States. Over here, obviously, it's called the Open Championship.
It's just the Open. There is only one Open, and they're getting very flustered with us for calling it the British, by the way. I have to take a commercial break. I know you don't want to hang around. You've got other things to do.
Well, this is perfect. I'm going to take a restroom break while you take a commercial break, and we'll talk to you a little later on.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Bob Bupka. It's a joy to talk to you, and we'll be there at Lifem. I'm going to make it a point. It's on my list. It's getting along. There's Phoenix. All right. I've got to ask Michael Patrick Shields a question, too. Which book that you've written so far, and I will include Invite Yourself to the Party, speaks the most about you? What was your favorite book to write?
Wow. They're all so different. To be able to interview 120 golf course architects for Secrets of the Great Golf Course Architects was like an education indeed. And then to live Ben Wright's life with him and his autobiography, and to spend all that time, you know, hearing his tales firsthand, and then living a little bit of his life, that was quite interesting. Short Game for Dummies gets a lot of attention, but can you imagine spending, like I did, 2 weeks in a ballroom with a golf professional in the middle of the winter talking about the short game?
Why was it in a ballroom?
It was winter.
But a ballroom, were you guys practicing your short game in the ballroom?
Well, yeah, he was demonstrating all the, you know, how to hold the club and all that stuff, and putting and whatnot. So I would say because of the friendship that the book created between myself and Ben Wright, that would be the most significant. And, you know, I was best man at one of his weddings. He was best man at two of mine. We've had a friendship, and he often will say that he thinks of me as a son, and that to me is, touches my heart. So to be able to live vicariously, and have my liver survive being with Ben Wright, that's number one.
Will you please come back sooner? It's been way too long since we've had this fun talk.
I will indeed, and I envy you and your listeners to be listening to Ben there with your toes in the sand in Hawaii.
We've got right now we have Jerry King and TaylorMade, the man. Listen to his job. He's a senior director of product creation. That's like toys for guys. That's like the toy store for guys, right? He gets to make guy toys. Girl toys, too. I'm sorry, ladies. I know. They're toys. But we need to take a commercial break. Aloha, Michael Patrick Shields. You are wonderful, and we'll be back right after this with none other than Jerry King, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay Golf Course. Here, nature and renowned designer Robert Trent Jones Jr. have conspired to create an unforgettable golf experience. This outstanding course is backed by lush mountains and nestled among the gentle contours of Hoipu Bay. You'll discover ancient stone walls and view the remains of Hawaiian heiau. Even the most focused golfer will be challenged by the breathtaking views. Call 742-8711. Book your tee time. Bring your friends, business associates, your family. It's always fun at Poipu Bay.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Back to Poipu Bay Golf Course. Between now and September 30th, the rate is $55. $55. Go play. Just bring your Hawaii driver's license, okay? That's such an awesome deal. And congratulations to Christina Merkel. Yeah, she is going to the U.S. Women's Amateur Public Links. Yes, I'm so proud of her. Okay, now we're bringing on. We're talking, I know, we've talked putters all last month. We're talking drivers now. We're talking the big stick. We're talking with Jerry King from the Copperfield Golf Academy.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Jerry King Golf. I love jerrykinggolf.com. I love your website. This is
really thanks.
Yeah, this is a nice website. I stole one of the pictures to put on my website so they can link to your website.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay. And is now, you're going to help me because I don't want to mess up his name. Tom Olszewski, the Senior Director of Product Creation from TaylorMade. Is Tom there?
Very good. That's very good, Danielle.
Excellent. Tom, did you like my description of what you do?
Yes, you did. It was lovely.
And he's darn good at it, too.
He's a toy maker for guys and girls. That's great, for adult guys and girls. You know, I was looking over the R11, and I had no idea. You know, I really, first of all, I have to be honest with you. When I look at a driver, and I know how bad my game is, okay? Straight up, guys, all right, my short game's great. Forget it, all right? My irons and my driver, I have a really hard time. And I look at these beautiful, with flight control and adjustable sole and movable weight technology and aerodynamics. Wow! It's so impressive, but would it help someone like me with my game, Tom?
Well, certainly it should help you with your game, and what we try to do is get you to a place like Jerry King Golf and have you get fit for it, because the fitters can really dial it in to improve your game, and it can fit almost any golfer out there. The club has the ability to give you about 100 yards between a full left setting and a full right setting, so you know, if you got a 50-yard problem, it could probably fix that pretty easily.
Everybody loves this club. I mean, I haven't talked to anyone who doesn't like it. And the one thing that made a lot of sense to me as I was listening to you online, it is really great where you go through all of these things, is it's white, which kind of turned me off. I'm sorry, I'm not big into white shoes. Like, maybe my mother made me wear them when I was a kid or something, you know? It's like I looked at a white. But the black face makes it, all of a sudden it made sense to me. You did that for a purpose.
Exactly. We really did that for helping golfers align. And we know that if you think about what we do with a golf club, particularly a putter or a driver, you really have to use the head to align. And those clubs don't have a lot of loft. So anything you can do to help the golfer align is going to make them play better.
Wow, so that's why the black face, and it gives you that distinction between, there's not all black. The other thing you talk about is reducing the hot spot on glossy driver. What do you mean by that?
Well, typically on a glossy driver, anytime you have a sunlight or a bright light, you're going to get a sharp reflection from that. And it's no different than you would see on a car or something else that has a glossy paint. And so what we did was, if you go to a flat paint, you actually can use that hot spot over a wider area, and the white also helps that too, to make it not a singular spot but sort of a larger, more diffuse spot. and it makes it less distracting, and we know that that's important to a lot of players. When we took it on tour last August, I took it out and showed it in, we had it in our tour van, and we showed a number of colors, and we showed both flat and clear. And pretty much every player immediately said, well, the flat ones are way better than the glossy ones, and so that was a pretty clear indication that we needed to go that way.
And that eliminated the gloss, and plus the white doesn't reflect like the black does, that shiny coming off your... But also, what you talk about is it creates a visibility, the swing path, and in your setup position. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, and that was really something we didn't think about quite as much, because we actually weren't allowed to go hit the product prior to the tour players. And a lot of times we can go out and sneak around and hit it, you know,
with our... Wait a minute. You made a toy that you couldn't play with before the other guys...
Not in the white, because, you know, it's so visible that if you get on a golf course, people would see it. And unfortunately, around here in Carlsbad, at the golf courses, there's a lot of competitors that are also at those same golf courses, because we're a pretty tight community here. So we really didn't show it anywhere in the actual white before the tour players hit it in September. And even for us, we didn't get to actually play it until right before the launch in January. So for us, that's unusual, because usually we get to play them a couple of months early and we can kind of keep them hidden. But with the white, we didn't. That came to us from Justin Rose, and he was saying, it's really nice because I can visualize my path better. And for him, that was a comforting feeling in terms of, you know, feeling like he's taking it back on the right path. And that was something we didn't really even think about in the conversation of the white.
Interesting. Okay. Jerry, when you're working with people, what is the feedback you get from the students that have made the change?
You know, I'll say right on that same topic, one thing that I've noticed is that, you know, with the old black heads, all the drivers were looking the same, and black is kind of meant to hide, right? You know, when I'm not feeling like I've been working out a lot, I put on that black shirt, and I'm feeling, okay, I feel better, you know, kind of hide.
You wake up and you feel like discombobulated, you put on black because it's easy, you get to hide.
There you go.
Right.
And so with the drivers, the black drivers, it's kind of this black blur, and you're it's not as noticeable. And with that white head, I found my players are gaining a lot better tempo and a lot better awareness if they have that, you know, that maybe before they were fanning the club face open, and now with that white head, you know, it's a lot steadier and the tempo's a lot better, and it's easier to teach the technique because that awareness right there. So that's really good. And you know, I'll say one thing about the adjustability, and I know we haven't spoken about that yet, but for me as an instructor, to be able to go up to somebody and say, hey, I'm going to put this driver in your hand after they've been hitting 40-yard slices, and just with, you know, a couple of adjustments, turn that 40-yard slice into maybe a 5-yard fade. And then my goal is, let me work on their swing, let me work on their action, so then, you know, if they end up getting that driver, then I can adjust it back to what's normal for them, to where they don't have to, you know, have all the weight on the heel and different adjustments that we'll talk about, I'm sure Tom will talk about here in a few minutes.
Yes, I got to ask you a question. How many kids, how many students, how many adults come to you, you know, and say you've adjusted it and everything's perfect, and they go away, and then they tinker with it? And they get it all out of just, and then they come back and say, fix it for me.
You know, sometimes they do, but more times than not, they'll go away, and if they understand, because it's my job to educate them as to hear why we're making these adjustments. And these are the variables within this driver head to where, you know, you can change it, like Tom said, up to 100 yards of ball flight difference. So most of them come back to me, and if they've tweaked it a little bit, then I'll make sure that they have done it the right way, and then we'll dial it in, you know, exactly where it needs to be. But it's rare that anybody goes and tweaks it and comes back and they've got it messed up. And if they did, it's because they didn't understand, you know, one thing to where, you know, the adjustable weight technology is that the movable weight technology, if we put more weight on the heel and less weight on the toe, that's going to allow the toe to release and enhance a draw. Well, if we put more weight out on the toe and less weight on the heel, well, that's going to prevent the toe from releasing as much, and then that'll prevent more of a hook and enhance a little bit more of a fade ball flight. Sometimes they'll get that mixed up, and then I'll have to re-educate them and let them know that, you know.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah. So it's all the learning process, like getting fitted. You get fitted for the club, for the length, and for the way you are, the way you swing, and now you're fitting for even dialing in that how you swing factor even more. The intricacies of it are amazing. During your conversation that you had talking about this R11 club, Tom, you talked about how the robot wouldn't notice, but I found what you did at the on the sole of, I'm not sure if I'm using the right phrase, because I'm, as I said, I'm, you know, a dingbat when it comes to drivers. But on the as a person puts the driver down on the ground and feels it, you can adjust that feel too, right?
Well, what you're doing, Danielle, is you're adjusting the way the club looks behind the ball. And as we know with golf, it's a critical thing that it's in your vision, it's in your aiming, and it's part of your process of getting ready to hit the ball. So if it doesn't feel comfortable to you, you're usually going to have some inhibitions, and you're not going to swing as free as you could. So that's where we talk about the robot not noticing it, because the robot doesn't sit it on the ground. And so that's a key difference. Whereas the golfer, he's sitting on the ground, he's aiming the club, he wants to feel comfortable over the shot. So that's where the sole plate comes in as a great technology, because it gives you that capability to dial it in even further to what you need. And it's a little bit of a adjustment, because of the way we have the flight control affects the loft and the face angle. So if you put it in a setting, for instance, a lower setting, that would also make the face angle a little bit more open, and you may not like that. So we're going to give you that capability back with the adjustable sole plate.
Gosh, I mean, you can fix it so that you're hitting on the right loft and angle, and then change the sole plate so that it looks like it did if you hadn't done those adjustments. Did I just get that right?
Exactly, yeah. And the excitement about that is every time we test with golfers and we change the sole plate to something they like better, they swing freer, and you see it in the data that shows that they're hitting at a faster speed. So we know that there is a psychology to the fitting and a psychology to that face angle. So it's a big help for golfers.
Absolutely.
Look good, feel good, play good, right?
Yeah, it's totally in all facets. How, what you wear, you know, your shoes, your putter, your driver. We need to take a break and take care of the people who take care of us. Can you stand by? Are you in a hurry to go, Tom?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, great.
Excellent, excellent. We'll be back right after this. And I have to say, we have Nike golf balls, okay? I know. Sorry, guys, but this is from our very good sponsors, Alakai Mechanical, and they are celebrating their 37th birthday, so their logoed balls and their Power Distance PD Longs, and the 18th caller is going to win the first dozen. We have two dozen to give away. The number is 808-296-5467. Be the 18th caller, but you're going to have to wait. It's going to ring and ring and ring, because Raphael right now is going to take us into this break. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now,
back to the golf club.
Actually, we're turning this morning to TaylorMade's Tom Olasky, because he knows, and Jerry King, the director of instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy, he knows. I don't know about drivers. I wouldn't be able to give you anything about them other than ask questions. But I want to tell people about the 2011 Maui Open, officially presented by Maui Toyota. Thank you so much, Maui Toyota, for getting in there and sponsoring it. It's a huge event, and while the entries closed on July 15th, officially, there are spots open, and the cost is $225 for Aloha Section PGA-affiliated golf professionals, $275 for professionals who are affiliated with the unaffiliated, rather, with the ASPGA, and $175 for amateurs. That's $175 for amateurs. It's at the Dunes at Maui Lani. There are five flights. It's a really exciting time, and competition, right, Jerry? Competition is the best way to put you into a position where you're going to find out how you're playing and really push you to excel and see what your just what your limits are. I think it's
such a great event, too.
Yeah, it really
is. Such competition out there. What are the dates that you have on that, Danielle? Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, it's Friday, August 5th. Actually, that's when the reception is being hosted.
But the 6th and 7th are the event itself,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I believe so. The kickoff ceremony is the 5th and then the 6th and the 7th, because they say that the 36-hole stroke play will take place the weekend of August 5th through the 7th. There we go. So you guys got to get in and go play. Okay, amateurs. And then, first of all, you go see Jerry at Kapalua Golf Academy and
get y'all dialed in.
Get your dialed in with your R11, because you're going to want to go out and get one now. Tom Olasky, the Senior Director of Product Creation at TaylorMade, before I ask you what you're coming up with in the back room that we don't know about, just between you and I, you know, I've got to ask you about the different things that this club can do. The aerodynamics of it fascinate me. It's like they said they were going to make cars more aerodynamic, and they've turned into boxes. What have you done to make, and how much difference does it make if the driver that you're using is aerodynamically better?
Well, we think it's worth probably about a 1%, 1 to 2% basically of your swing speed. So if you're swinging 100 miles an hour, it's probably 1 to 2 miles an hour. And so that's significant, especially when, you know, we're up to some of the USGA limits in terms of performance. We're trying to get the golfer every benefit we can. So that 1 to 2 miles an hour is definitely beneficial.
Excellent. Has the industry, the club industry, have you gone as far as you can to make club heads bigger for people who can't hit the ball? You know, there was that trend earlier in the 90s. What are you doing for the... Do you think this R11 answers those problems for people in that category? A lot of women, and let me just say, a lot of women went out and they bought that big club because they could hit it.
Yeah, we definitely find that, you know, there's a wide spectrum of golfers out there and golfer needs. So what we try to do, Danielle, is really give two product offerings. We have the R11, and we also have a club called the Burner Superfast, and this version is the 2.0. And the Burner Superfast 2.0 has one of the biggest faces we've ever made, so in a driver. And what we're trying to do, there are limitations that the USGA has. We can't go bigger than 460 cc's. We can't go above a certain face height. But the Burner is by far the largest one we've ever made. So that large face gives the amateur that needs it a lot more benefit in terms of hitting it more consistently and getting a little bit more distance out of the club just because of the face size itself.
Okay. A 30, ought to go and get the Burner.
Yes. And again, it depends on your needs, and that's why we offer both, because there is such a wide spectrum of golfers. And we recommend to whoever's looking for a golf club to try both, because you're not really sure. You know, I can sort of recommend them. But in some cases, you know, even if it's a golfer of your level, you may like the R11 better and may hit it more consistently than the Burner. That's why we have more choices.
Yeah, I would be really good if I could practice.
We got to get your priorities in line, Danielle.
I need a bigger budget, and I need to be able to go leave and go practice. That's what I need. Our winner of the dozen Nikes, Bart Ravello of Pearl City, congratulations. We have a local Oahu winner. We've had so many Hilo and Maui and Kauai winners. It's good to see Oahu win once in a while. It's kind of amazing that they get in from the neighbor islands. So, Tom, can you tell us what else is either out that's new, other than the driver that you'd like to touch on, and what may be coming? It seems like you've gone so far with the driver that I can't think of what else you would do.
Well, that's always a challenge, and that's why we keep having a job, is because we got to keep figuring it out. So it's pretty easy for me. I just say it's got to go longer and straighter, and then I have a bunch of engineers that work with me to figure out the nuts and bolts. But honestly, we have some great people at TaylorMade, and we are thinking about golf clubs and golf balls and products all the time. So we're working on a number of things. We hope to deliver something next year, in the following seasons, that could go longer and straighter. And I can't give you any of those details, obviously. But
no, I know.
You know how
that works. I understand. We're going to go to the new product show and see you guys. You know, you're going to have like a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And take over everything there and show us, just like you did at the last one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, the last one. But I think what you need to do is you need to do a show on practicing and use yourself as the example.
And how would you have me do that?
Well, I think you go get over there to Jerry's place and do a little show and show you practicing and what you do, and give you the tips.
I think that's a really good idea. I should do
it. On location, Danielle. T.O., okay. Well said.
I should come over. Yes, I like that. Thank you for saying can I call you T.O. too?
You can. Most people do. It's a lot easier that way.
Yes, I was finding myself, I did it so well in the very beginning of the show. What compliments, I'm thinking the drivers that you have, what irons, if we may venture from the driver for a second, what irons are the most compatible with your driver that would be the most comfortable?
Yeah, we have our full line, Danielle, not only the irons, but the fairways and rescues as well. But the irons, the number one selling iron that we have is in the market now, it's the Burner 2-0. And it's a great iron. It's the longest iron we've made. It's very forgiving. It's easy to hit, and it looks fabulous. So it's the number one iron in the market right now, and it has been most of this year. And anyone who gets a set of those, no matter what club you have, it's going to be probably 5 to 10 yards longer than what you have. And they're just fabulous to play. And we like to call them the Fountain of Youth around the office. So
do you really?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so true with all my clients. Wow is the primary word that I hear all the time, and so versatile. I mean, I have my players that are 26 handicaps that are playing it, all the way down to a 2 handicap that love that Burner 2.0.
They're the very thin face. I'm looking at a shot of it right now, and is that what is most different about this particular iron?
That's been something we've evolved the last couple irons. The Burner, the first version, was thinner as well, but we're moving them basically to be like metal woods in terms of the construction. So metal wood is a very thin face with a body surrounding it. And so over time, we've had to engineer the irons to be able to do that. And that's where you pick up the extra speed. So it's very beneficial, and it's a nice, affordable package as well.
Okay, with all the people taking their one irons out and two irons out, what is being replaced? What are they putting in their bag?
We're seeing a lot of players go down and start the set with a 4 or a 5 iron, in some cases even a 6 iron. Even if they have a modern iron like a Burner, in some cases they still find a hybrid like the Rescues easier to play. So we know that in some cases they have different performances between a long iron of a Burner and the Rescue. So you really want to hit them on the range to see which one works better for you. In general, the Rescues will hit it just a shade higher than something like a Burner in terms of the long iron. So for a lot of players, that's beneficial.
Excellent. Now, here's dumb question number 14. Do you have other drivers other than your R11 and the R11 Burner?
We have in the Burner 2.0, there's actually two models. The standard version has a very large face and a very lightweight club. In fact, it's the lightest club we've ever made at about 279 grams. It's very light overall. There's what's called a TP, or Tour Preferred version of the burner. And that's one that's got a little bit heavier, stiffer shaft, and it's a little bit smaller head with an open face, more for better players. So those are our three drivers this year that we're selling.
Excellent. Are there drivers that you make for tour professionals that people can't buy?
In general, what we try to do was, particularly with the burner TP, that club is exactly what the tour players have. Now, the difference is the tour players may have it bent or, you know, change some of the specs, and they may have a different shaft, but in general, it's the same head. And on the R11, it's the same head that we sell to the marketplace. Because it's so adjustable, you can dial it in for a tour player or a 20 handicapper with all the adjustability.
I feel so much more special now.
Yeah, you're not just streamlined with putting now, Danielle. We've opened you up to the drivers.
You have. But I'm also feeling like, okay, I get what they get. You know, like, it's not something special just for them, the great players. So for all of our, you know, scratch guys that are looking for, there are so many converts already to what you've done with the R11. I'm just hoping that more people will get it, because it's obviously an awesome, awesome driver. Thank you so much, T.O., for being on the show. I hope we'll talk again when you can tell us about how you've, like, put a laser on it that's going to hook up to the ball, and it's going to be legal, and it's going to make the ball go straight where I tell it to.
Hey, we may be working on that.
You're the best. And I know, Jerry, you've got a lesson to teach, and I dragged you into the almost 8 o'clock hour. Can we take lessons from you long term? I mean, you've got classes coming that are a couple of days. You can take an hour, you can take a half hour. But do you have anything special coming up that you'd like to mention?
Everything that we do over here at the Coppola Golf Academy is special, right, Danielle?
Yes, it is. And it's true. You go there, you will just feel like you're a better golfer just for being there, okay? So that's all there is to it. But I was thinking of special, you know, classes that maybe local people might be able to get a break on, something like that.
Well, you know, on Saturday, July 30th, we are having a really good TaylorMade demo day. So if anybody wants to come out here and try all these drivers that we've been talking about and get dialed in, that's a you know, perfect day and time to do it. And we'll be doing it from 9 to 3 all day on Saturday the 30th. And, you know, another thing that we're doing, not to switch off of drivers, but, you know, I'm one of 50 certified aim point instructors, and we've got some really good aim point, which you and I have talked about green reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got one on Saturday the 23rd, and more than that scheduled as well. But, you know, anybody that just wants to, you know, visit our website, you know, golfcoppalua.com, and come over here to the Golf Academy, and we'll get everybody all straightened out so they can go out and have more fun with lower scores.
I like that. We're going to have fairway reading. You know, when you have aim point helps you read the greens, we're going to have a class on reading just exactly how you should read the fairway. I think
I like that. Yeah, that's part of our course management course up here.
Yes, it's part of course management. It absolutely is, but I don't think people think about it enough. T.O. and Jerry King, thanks so much for being on from TaylorMade. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Danielle. Good to be with you guys.
Good to be with you. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. Ben Wright's coming up. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I feel so much more confident, and I hope you do too. It's one of the things that we need to have when we're going in looking for clubs, confidence, a little bit of knowledge. You know, I know a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, and, you know, people misuse it, but I think a little knowledge is important when you walk into any place to buy a club. And then what you need to do is be able to ask questions and see how they respond. And if you don't like how they respond, if they're, you know, doing the, you're not smart enough to get a club here, and I don't like that. That's just, boy, would I like to get on a soapbox in Hyde Park right now and just say that if the golf industry wants to get more people to come and play golf, then they need to also talk to the people who work in all the clubhouses, all the club places, all the, I don't want to specifically say anybody's name, the store name, but they need to reach out and get these stores, these large stores, and talk to their people and let them know that you've got to embrace the customer, and even if they're dumber than a post, okay, and they don't know what they're asking for, make them feel special. Make them feel like, you know, okay, hey, you don't know, no problem. I will help you understand. I have the time. I don't think they don't do that enough. There's too many times I've walked into a store to buy a club or to go just about anything, and it's like, oh, you don't know what you want? Look over there. You're looking for a drop? Over there. Go over there. That's going to help me. You know, I don't know what I'm looking for. There's so much new product on the marketplace. Ben Wright's joining us. Let me just say this. KPOA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. Welcome to the golf club. Inside the clubhouse now, joining us, Ben Wright. So good to have you on the show, Ben.
Hi, Danielle. You're hearing me?
Absolutely perfectly. You're coming in loud and clear, 5x5. Now, I was just talking to Michael Patrick Shields. He told me that I should ask you how you're doing.
Doing unbelievably well, despite everything.
Bravo, bravo. He said, you know, that in England, everybody tells you, if you ask them how are you doing, you get like a 5-minute litany of precisely how you're doing. And you handled that. It was like Michael called you and said, let's do this little test. She's going to ask you this crazy question. I was going through good bounces and bad lies, and I didn't realize, sir, that as I was going on my tirade about manufacturers and clubs and what have you and all the different things that are out there and how many things you can get confused about, that you also have issue with how much the equipment has changed over the years.
And it's
changed the game a bit.
Yes, it's not as subtle a game as it was, because the ball is so good that it's too good, because the players who are real shot makers can't maneuver it, because whatever they try to do, the darn thing goes straight.
So that's why those little lines that most of us don't understand on the irons, the grooves, are so critical for those really good players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're able to do some things because they know exactly on which groove to make contact with.
For most of us,
it doesn't work. But I was reading your afterword, and you mentioned the heads on the metal drivers became bigger and bigger until they're no longer resembling the traditional golf clubs of yore. So huge is the area of their sweet spot, the comparatively unskilled hacker can hit straight and quite effective tee shots off the toe and out of the heel. The beauty of the game is exhibited by the shot maker's finesse in moving the ball left to right and vice versa to fit his conception of a stroke in the mind's eye. It's been largely replaced by a brainless smash born of brute strength and, in many cases, considerable ignorance. Sir, you do tell it like it is, don't you?
Yes, indeed, and will do so till my dying day, Danielle. And listen, I might tell you that I'm about to be 79 years of age, and I'm hitting the ball farther than I did, 25 years ago.
Wow.
With one of those crazy clubs. And it doesn't matter where I hit it on the face, it still goes a country mile. I'm not grumbling. I've got a golf ball that I must not obviously name. That is.
No, you can name it. You can name it.
Okay, well, it's the Bridgestone 330 RXS.
Wow.
RXS. And I find the thing just jumps off the club face. But more than that, you can control it around the greens. It has incredible spin possibilities around the greens. So here am I, an aging, infirm hacker, and with another aged, infirm hacker, we won our member this year at Cliffs Valley in South Carolina, and you know, we've no right to win the darn thing. We're both men of the past.
You're men of the past.
Yes.
I don't think so. You keep yourself pretty busy, sir. The Cliff Valley Golf Course, though, don't you think you had a bit of a home course advantage?
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. Every time I play there, the guys who are in my foursome say, well, of course you made that putt because you know the greens better than anybody else because you designed them.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's whether you hit it on the correct line that matters. You can be playing the golf course for the first time and putt lights out because you don't know the lines or anything, and you're just feeling your way. So I disregard that theory, and I give them all kinds of hell.
Okay. But all right, so I'll disregard it as well. I don't want to get all kinds of hell from you. Now, one of the things that we talked about earlier in the show that I've had everybody, this cliffhanger that I created this morning, was that the Michael Patrick Shields revealed to us, and of course we knew this because we read the book, Good Bounces and Bad Lies. You can get that online, by the way. It's a great book. And we know that you went AWOL in 1954.
53, dear.
Oh, sorry. What's wrong with me? Okay, 53 to watch Ben Hogan at Carnoustie.
Yes.
The question is, you put pillows and everything underneath, so it looked like you were sick and you were in the cot, but did you get away with it, sir? Did they buy it?
No. Everybody, they all contributed to the tales, and they told the people in authority, you mustn't go near him because this is a communicable disease. And you don't want it.
So they all tried to help you.
Yes. Oh, gosh, everybody was in league. I had a letter, Danielle, about 10 years ago from a guy who had seen me drive out of the base.
Yes.
In a 10-pound... and that's £10 sterling, Austin 10.
Wow, that's a nice car.
It was not exactly your Rolls Royce. And that was how I crept away, which wasn't very far to go, you know. I was stationed at Crail, which is very close to St. Andrews. And so I didn't have very far to go, thankfully, because the old car was a bit of a wheezing thing. It was lucky if it made a 20-mile trip without kind of crisis, you know.
So what did you pay, you know, when you got back for going to see Ben Hogan play at Carnoustie?
I got in for nothing.
Uh-huh, but didn't you have to pay a, like, fine for being busted when you got back? You were AWOL.
Oh, no, no. I got away with it completely.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So the
I put a lot of talcum powder on my face and crept out of bed looking like death, you know, and said, well, here I am.
Oh, that's priceless. That's fantastic.
Well, okay. Now, this is the interesting thing, Danielle. I watched Mr. Hogan, well, obviously every shot for the 72 holes. And in those days, of course, there were 36 holes on the final day, which was a Friday, because we didn't have touring pros in Britain and Ireland in those days. So the pros had to be back at their club on Saturday and Sunday, otherwise they wouldn't have a job on Monday.
Oh, right. They had to actually be there to help people.
Literally. And anyhow, Hogan shot 73, 71, and then on the final day shot 70-68.
Wow.
And a lot of people who weren't there don't realize what a colossal physical and mental effort it was for him to play 36 holes in one day in Carnoustie, which was, you know, it still is the hardest darn golf course in the whole of the UK.
That's why they call it Carnoustie.
Carnoustie.
Yes, but we call
and,
it Carnoustie.
Carnoustie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the point was that he'd had that terrible accident just 4 years before in which he was almost killed. And I remember distinctly walking alongside him you know, and we were quite close in those days because they didn't have huge crowds like they do today and everything roped off. And we walked up the final fairway and I looked at him and he had a white cap, which he almost always did. He had a pale gray cashmere sweater and slightly darker, but not very much so, gray slacks, and his face was the same gray. It toned in perfectly.
Wow.
It was between white and gray, and of course he had a very bad leg, which had been brutally injured in the crash, which, you know, he went head on with a coach, and he fell across his wife to save her life, and consequently got more gravely injured. And she was unscathed, thankfully, Valerie. Anyhow, he was dragging his leg, and I've never seen a man who was so tired but so determined, because he had decreed that he was going to come and win that Open and never return, which was exactly what he did. He never returned to defend.
Wow.
I mean, and to nominate their coming over to win, and to do so,
yes,
and not even come back to defend. I mean, see, it was absolutely a magical religious experience for me. And talking about the way you used to play, he would stand on the practice tee at Carnoustie, and there would be literally 50 or more pros watching him practice. And his caddy, a guy called Timms, would stand there with the bag, because you had your own practice balls in those days. They weren't all provided. And Timms almost never moved his feet. He would just put up a hand and catch the ball. And Hogan was shaping two iron shots, left to right and right to left, and Timsy almost never had to move.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, anybody who's seen that kind of thing understands the absolute genius of the man. He was absolutely the most extraordinary person I ever watched play.
I'm so glad you went AWOL.
I was bloody glad I went AWOL.
Yeah.
And I got in for nothing. Because I wore my uniform.
Ah, so bold. You know, okay, let me ask you a question about, there's Carnoustie and there's St. Andrews and there's Turnberry and there's all these beautiful courses, and then there's Royal St. George's, mm-hmm. that gets such guff about it not being a very good course, that it's, you know, it's, I don't know, this is the way one gentleman described it. Steve Ellen, he writes for CBSSports.com, and he says this links, referring to Royal St. George's,
mm-hmm.
In the open rota, is what Picasso is to traditional artwork. Mm-hmm. Not only are there some dead elephants buried under certain topsy-turvy fairways, so are a few water buffaloes, yaks, and giraffes. He says that you can't begin to understand what the course is like just watching on television. It doesn't show you how difficult it is when you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And people question whether it should be in the rota. What do you think?
I think that whoever you're referring to and sundry thousand others are totally and utterly wrong. It is one of the great golf courses of the world. It's great because no more than three holes run in any one direction. And that's what makes it so difficult. Because if you've got a howling wind coming across there, you don't get any chance to get used to the wind, because after three holes, you're going in another direction. It is a magnificent golf course. The trouble is that it is situated where the English Channel meets the North Sea. So it is subject to some absolutely dreadful weather. I once actually played there in a force 10 gale where the snow was coming horizontally off the English Channel and was landing 10 miles inland. Because we were in the way, because we were, walking about,
there, yes.
We got covered in snow. And it was amazing, and at the turn of the tide, which is what it very often happens when there's a dramatic change in the weather, the wind dropped to nothing, and in a matter of minutes, the ground was covered with snow, and a gentleman ringing a bell came out, and we were in the ninth fairway, my partner and I, and he was ringing a bell, and he was walking up from the green, saying, you can come in now, if you can make it, And when you got there, in the lobby of Royal St. George's, which, of course, is an all men's club, I'm not saying anything about that.
No, we're not, no.
You could get a silver Royal St. George's tankard of brandy, or on the other side of the lobby, a silver Royal St. George's tankard of Scotch whiskey.
Mm.
I mean, that was how bad it was. But, the British keep their stiff upper lips and say you have to play, which is totally ridiculous. But I'm sure that kind of thing probably wouldn't happen nowadays.
Oh, I don't know. For a while there, it was looking pretty... Bob Bupka is at Royal St. George's. Do you mind if we bring in another party? I didn't warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Bob is gone. Bob left? Bob has left. Okay, Bob came and went. All right, Bob Bupka.
He's
Bob,
probably gone to have a toddy himself.
Yes, he was just listening to us talk about what he can go get a tankard, and that sounds good to me. Now, you went from being in the Army, mm-hmm. And you had a... Then you went into journalism.
Yes, indeed. I got my job at Royal St. George's. Because on the occasion that I've been referring to, we were playing in a tournament called the Halford Hewitt, which is 64 of the foremost schools in England, put out a team of 10 men, five pairs of alternate shot foursomes. So you have to have a result, because it's a knockout, and it lasts a week, and it's really an excuse for a huge party.
Oh, good.
For two or 3,000 people with all the hangers on and baggage handlers and all those kind of guys, you know. Anyhow, I went to a school called Felsted in Essex, and we were playing Marlborough College. And the two guys I played with were Tony Hill, whose father was president of the English Golf Union, and the other guy was Richard McLean, who was advertising director of the Financial Times. So we said, we'll meet in the bar. So when we thawed out sufficiently to get down to the bar, we decided to have a few stiff ones to make sure we didn't get pneumonia. And after a while, Richard McLean leaned across the table and said to me, you should write a golf column for the Financial Times. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? That's a financial newspaper.
That's what I was going to ask you.
And he said, yes, but my dear boy, there isn't a stockbroker that I know or anybody in the City of London, the financial district, who doesn't play golf. And I had to say, well, you know more than I do about that. Anyhow, I'll cut a long and tedious story short. Within a week, I had the job.
That's fantastic.
And my editor was a gentleman called Sir Gordon Newton. And when he appointed me, he said, if we like your first column, you'll obviously be asked to write a second column. This was a weekly.
Yes.
A weekly column. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the month, if we pay you and you don't consider that enough, you will obviously tell us to go to hell. And if we decide that it's good enough, you're here for as long as you want to be.
Wow.
And you're never going to have to ask for a raise. And what is more, you can go anywhere in the world and just send me the bill.
Oh, my.
What an incentive to write a decent column.
I say, we need to take care of some business right now, take care of the people who make the show possible. Can you stay? I'd like to ask you, did you ever see Babe Zaharias play?
Yes, I did. I saw her play once at Sunningdale, England.
Okay, can we stop here for just 2 minutes and come back?
Sure, of course.
Excellent. Then we'll have about five, so we'll have to keep it quick. But my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Waipu Bay Golf Course. Here, nature and renowned designer Robert Trent Jones Jr. have conspired to create an unforgettable golf experience. This outstanding course is backed by lush mountains and nestled among the gentle contours of Waipu Bay. You'll discover ancient stone walls and view the remains of Hawaiian heiau. Even the most focused golfer will be challenged by the breathtaking views. Call 742-8711. Book your tee time. Bring your friends, business associates, your family. It's always fun at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We've got a few more minutes to talk with Ben Wright. And, of course, he got in all kinds of trouble saying something about women's golf. What do you think of the state of women's golf today, Ben?
Absolutely magnificent. Except, obviously, I think it's a shame in that the Asians are so absolutely on top of everything. I think it, you know, it's difficult because a lot of them don't speak English very well. So I think it diminishes the appeal to the public. We need more of Paula Creamer and people like that, you know.
Yes.
But apart from that, I think women's golf has come a long way. I know that they are having a darn tough go of it, but I think it's going to go from strength to strength. I really do. I'm very impressed by the way these young ladies play.
Yeah, they're really something. And the globalization, you know, the push to globalize golf, in part to sell more equipment, because there's only, you know, there's only a small population that was available for sales. This is certainly is working in the women's department, because we're going all over the world, and all over the world is coming into golf. And
absolutely.
Now, when I just finished reading the book Wonder Girl with Babe Didrikson Zaharias, while she was a braggart and a trash talker, I wish I'd seen her play. I mean, she broke all kinds of records and amazed me. Was she amazing to watch?
You know something? I only had the good fortune to see her play one exhibition match at Sunningdale, England. And she played against three very, very good male players and absolutely handed them their lunch. And it was such an extraordinary experience for me. I was only a kid, you know. And it made a huge impression on me, because she played more like any of the men than the men.
Yeah.
She made them look like women.
Yeah, you know, and that's what drove them all crazy.
Oh, it drove them crazy. Indeed. There were, you know, two or three of them. All three of them had made disparaging remarks about what they were going to do with Babe Zaharias. And, of course, they ended up on the receiving end. And I must say, were very gracious in the end, and paid tribute to what an extraordinary golfer she was.
Yeah, you know, she probably, because she could talk their language when she was out on the course with them.
Oh, yes. She was... She could let go a few choice words.
Right, exactly. We have to wrap this. I hope we'll talk again, because obviously there are more stories from Ben Wright that I would like to hear. And you're a wonderful broadcaster, author, architect. I love your golf course. It's beautiful. It's a valley course. You need to go visit the cliffs often. Yes, go see them. Thank you, Ben Wright, for being on the show.
You're very welcome, Danielle, anytime.
Okay, and thank you to the people who make this show possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, $55 with your Hawaii driver's license, Kauai's South Shore gems. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen, stainless steel counters, custom made, Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection for property threats and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert, or your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. That's Star Protection, what you need, Hawaii and California. The Golf Club, sponsored as well by Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. You can catch us at RadioGolfClub.com anytime. May you hit the sweet spot every time when you're on the course. Thank you for your mana. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.